This is the continuation of the May 26, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 11 properties submitted by Ryan as the agent, and these are all HPA borrower except for one, which I will mention special. So I'll go ahead and read through those cases, and then we'll proceed. So the first one is case number 429 for property ID 986-030-234. The next is case 430 for property ID 986-030-245. Next is case number 431 for property ID 986-032-755. Next is case number 433 for property ID 986-035-777. The next is case number 434 for property ID 986-038-632. The next is case 436 for property ID 986-042-879. And this is case 437 for property ID 986-046-391. The next is case number 438 for property ID 986-046-406. And that one is owned by John J. Watkins and Charity S. Watkins. But that is submitted by Ryan. And it does appear to be part of the HPA group. The next is case number 439 for property ID 104-070-080. Next is case number 440 for property ID 973-31008. And the last one is case 441 for property ID 216-30000. And again, those are all, except for the Watkins case, part of HPA Borrower LLC, different variations on that name. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Okay. There's no one present for either party. We'll make the decision based on information available for all of these properties. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
No. Close the hearings.
This is a continuation of the May 26, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 814 for property ID 101-403-554. The property is owned by Johannes M. Kujman. This is a senior deferral case. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand to the board.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision or discuss this based on the information available. Is there any questions from the other board members?
No questions.
I have no questions.
Okay. I will state for the record then that the information in the narrative from the appellant is clearly defines the fact that the assessor did take the value of the land off, which is a problem for the appellant. But I'm going to recommend that the appellant review his records of ownership and see if he does not, if he owns an undivided portion of the condo land, and also to have the CCNRs or the documents related to his condo. See if it does cover insurance for all properties on the land that is on the land, including his condominium. And if so, if those documents are provided, they should meet the requirements of the state, even though they're not specifically as delineated by the state. I'm going to continue this meeting, this hearing, until a later date, and we'll write a letter and explain this to the appellant and make sure they have an opportunity to provide this. Now, any questions about that?
No questions.
No, no questions.
Okay, close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the May 26th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 731 for property ID 986-004-016. The property is owned by the Neil Jones Food Company, and this is a personal property appeal. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the May 26th, 2022 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 688 for property ID 132844000. The property is owned by Victor Gilko and Victoria Gilko. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, Dick Riley, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Victoria Gilko and Russ Kotz present over the phone as the representative for the appellant or assisting the appellant. And so we'll have both of you go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2021. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this court as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
No questions.
Hey, go ahead and tell us what you want to and bring our attention to anything you want to in your appeal.
So, and the paperwork that we sent over to you guys with the comparable houses, you can see that the houses have gone up, the comparable properties have gone up in value roughly 30 to 40,000, and our house was assessed at 280,000 over the previous year for similar comparable houses. So while everyone else's homes are going up at a much lower rate, for some reason ours is assessed at a much higher rate.
Yeah, you have in your appeal, you have a notice of value dated in September 30th, 2021. Is that a new value?
Just a second.
Because you have on the front page of your appeal, you have $905,000 for the total value, and then on this notice of value, it says $1,053,000.
Which one is dated $1,053,000? Unless that's maybe the from the beginning of the year, it has changed.
No, this is for 2021. The one that's in your notice of value for your property is $1,053,000, and the land value has gone up to $254,000.
Okay, so what I'm looking at from the county treasurer's office, they have the 2021 value at 757 and then the 2022 at 905,906. This is the tax statement that we got in the mail.
What's the date on the top of the statement? It should be in the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, I'm not seeing it. It's just the property tax statement for the property account, and then...
Is that your bill that you're looking at, the bill for your taxes?
Yes.
Okay, do you have a notice of value there somewhere?
Yeah, so on the lower left side, it's saying tax year 2021, 757, 127. And then in tax year 2022, says 905, 906.
That's the tax bill. We're looking at the notice of value. Can you pull that up, Michelle, and share it on the screen?
So they're on the phone where they wouldn't be able to see it, I don't think. But
they can't see it. Okay, never mind.
But it does say 905, 906 for 2021's assessment on here. So it would be the 2022 tax statement they're seeing.
So I do have the notice.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
He just said he
what did you say?
So
what did you say, Michelle?
So he's seeing 905, 906 for 2022. That's the tax year. So it's the 2021 assessment for the 22 tax year. So he's looking at the same number, but just on a different form. And it does say 905, 906 for the assessment.
But it says this 930 statement says 1,053,000, which is still for the tax year 2022. In the packet you sent us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what it's showing right now.
Do you have anything on there that shows this one from 930 of 21 with the value of 1,053,000?
Yep.
Yeah, the notice is different. This is what the notice of value says, and it is a 930 notice.
Okay, so you did have
perfect. One. But the statement, then the value in the GIS system is 906, right? 905,
right. 900. Yeah. So the 2021 assessment value for 22 taxes on the notice of value dated 930 is 1,053,880. But the actual GIS system is showing it as 905, 906 for 2021's assessment.
Got it.
Okay. So if I may quickly, I do have the notice of value dated 930, 21, and like you had said, it's 1,053,880, and then I have another change of value notice mailed 10/29/21.
Okay.
We divided the property, and so on that change of value notice, the land value went down to 106,983. Bringing the total property value to 905,906. That's dated 10/29/21.
Okay, that makes sense.
So you had, it says it had 4 acres at this time. So what is the acreage left on the property that is, after you divided it?
0.87.
Okay. Got it. Okay, and so you're comparing.
How did you come up with 674 for your value? How did you determine that?
So we looked at how much the other houses, so the land value changed because it was subdivided. But
right.
Looking at the year-over-year raise of valuation of the comparable properties, we are getting... On the actual structure portion, it's gone up by a significantly higher amount than the comparable property percentage-wise.
Okay. We, unfortunately, we can't use that as a point. We can't use other assessed values for purposes of making a change to your property. It has to be based on sales of property, of comparable properties. So we have to go back actually to your comparable properties. Those two that are on your comparable list that say pending, have they actually closed now?
So the one on U Street, the 3596, it says that it sold in March of this year. And then the other comparable sold July 30th in 2021.
Well, you've got another comparable worksheet here, the R form that you filled out, and there's one on 4895 U Street for sold on 11/3/21 you've got pending. Has that one sold and closed?
Yes, I believe so.
You know what the price was? It $725 or did it go up?
$735 Yes, those are sold prices.
Okay.
You have any? You've got an attached garage and you've got a detached, but shop or something, 1,350 square feet.
Yes, it's a separate building shop.
Is it an ADU, like a guest house or apartment, or?
No, it's just a shop with a storage above it.
Okay.
Does it have electricity or plumbing?
It has electricity, and there's a bathroom downstairs.
I don't have any other questions.
I don't.
Okay, I think I have it. Okay, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, am I good to close it?
Close the hearing.